Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It is 7 o'clock right now. It's 7 o'clock, Tuesday, June 28th. And I just got a reminder on my app, my Bible, the Bible app. It's like a prayer. Every day at 7 o'clock is a prayer. Like 7 o'clock. As soon as it's 7 o'clock, tick a time. Like it's prayer time. And the prayer, I want to share with y'all before I start this Chris Brown. First listen thoughts before I give you all my thoughts. God, thank you for being someone I can trust at all times. You are always worthy of my praise and worship. Before continuing, I just want to spend a few moments telling you how much I adore you. When I think of all you've done, how can I not love you? Thank you for being faithful at all times. Today, I want to worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. That's the prayer, y'all. God damn. Why did I sorry, God. This is what where is the sorry y'all. I was trying to press this is to God. Thank you for this moment. Thank you. God is the greatest. But yeah. Chris Brown. Before I start,
what do you call it?
Yeah, listen, man. Always give praise to God, bro. You know, all the time. Let go and let God. But yeah, this is episode 2. You are tuned into episode 2 right now. The First Listen podcast. This is the Chris Brown Breezy First Listen. How was I going to start this? I think I was going to play some Chris Brown songs, but I don't know if I want to do that because after listening to this shit today, I don't know. After listening to this album today, I don't know if I want to start like that. Okay, before I start, thank you whoever's listening, whoever's listening. Yeah, the only option you have is listening. I don't have visuals out yet. So yeah, thank you whoever's listening. I appreciate you, whoever is tuned in right now, wherever you at. I appreciate you and God bless you. Anyways, back to Chris Brown. Okay, so today I listened to the album Breezy album. It came out 3 days ago. No, 4 days ago. Today's the 28th. It came out the 24th. Okay, so like I told y'all, this podcast is gonna be about like the name. It's in the name. It's obvious, like the first listen. So you know, when an album come out, somebody, they always have their thoughts, you know, an opinion. Okay, I didn't like it, I liked it. So this is basically what this podcast is about. It's about my thoughts on a first listen on an album or a new project that came out. Okay, so before I started it, I took some notes, right? Listen, I'm a big believer in taking notes now. Like, you know, like write your thoughts down, bro. Like anything that comes to your mind, write it down. Because, you know, we quick to forget, you know, it's a busy world. We easily get distracted. It's a lot going on. So we might, oh, shoot. I almost dropped the Rodecaster, y'all. My fault. Anyways, yeah, like I was saying, I took some notes right before I listened to the album. And yeah, today was a good day. Went to work. Went back to my best friend's house, Westbury, and ate some good meal. Shout out to his mother. Listen, man, shout out to Windrush's mom. That's my wife right there. That's my baby. But yeah, went to the house. Had a good day at work. Easy day. Went to the crib. As soon as I get home from work and I go to her, like, I go to her house, she has a meal, like, ready for me. Like, you know, like, that's why mothers are the best. She has a meal waiting for me. Like, soon as I walk in, I don't even settle down. Something's, you know, there's a meal waiting. So I went to the house, she made some fish and some plantain and pickles. It was delicious. All her food are delicious. So yeah, I ate the food. Anyways, ate the food and boom, 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 boom. I was in a good mood. It was a nice day. So I'm like, I bet. Let me go listen to this album. And before I continue, I really believe that if you listen to an album, you got to make sure you're in a good space mentally. Like, your energy got to be, like, something got to be going. Like, your day got to be going right. You got to be in a good mood. You can't be down and sad and, you know, you had a shitty day and you want to, you know, go to, and like, it's not going to be as enjoyable, in my opinion. So I was in a good mood today. I ate. It was easy day at work. So I'm like, I bet. I went to the car, grabbed the speaker, went to the room, and I think she left. She left to go do something. So I was in the house by myself. So I'm like, I bet it's time to listen to this fucking album. So like I said, before I listened to the album, I had a couple of notes down on, you know, like I did some research. Like, obviously, like I had some stuff down, you know, before I listened to it. Like, okay, there's 24 tracks on the album. What else? There were 7 star tracks. There are 14 guest features. Okay. The guest features are Lil Durk, Capella Gray, Favio, Foreign, Lil Wayne, Blue. I don't know how you say his name. Blue, whatever. Lil Baby, Wizkid, Her, Bryson Tiller, LMA, ESTG, Jack Harlow, Blast, and Tory Lanez. Okay. So the album has 14 songs with features and 10 songs with just Chris Brown. It's an hour and 20 fucking minutes, okay, which is ridiculous, okay? Ridiculous, okay? There are 12 male features and 2 female features on this album, okay? What else? I think that's all the notes that I take. I have more stuff, but I think these are the information. Okay, this is Chris Brown. Breezy is the 10th studio album for Chris Brown, as the follow-up to his 2019 album, Indigo. So he hasn't dropped a studio album like his own. He did a mixtape with Young Thug 2020 or last year? I believe last year, yeah. But his last album, official album, was in 2019. Who is it? I'm busy. Okay, close the door. I'm coming. Close the door. God damn. Hold on, y'all. My dad is calling me. This is crazy. It better be something. Hold on, y'all. I'm gonna play some music while y'all wait. God damn, man. Hold on, y'all. I'm gonna play some Kendrick. What the hell does my dad want? God damn. Hold on, y'all. Give me a minute, y'all.
Taking my baby to school, then I pray for. Cause you bitches ain't never been cool. Writing testament, painting pictures, put me in the Louvre. That's a definite universal shift. I'm in the groove. A celebrity do not mean integrity, you fool. I'm a good man, shake your hand, firm grip rule. 72 wins, lost 10, balling with the flu. More than 2 M's for sure, but add another 2. Little man, the big man, the GT down and flipping the kickstand. Bitch nigga, broke phone. Trying to keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. The morality can wait, feedback on low latency. I'm glitching from the face, that's my.
My bad, yo, my bad. Sorry for the. My dad called me to see if I wanted food. I knew it was gonna be something. I knew it was gonna be anything serious because he always does that shit. But yeah. Like I was saying, where my notes at? Where my notes at, man? Where is my notes? Okay. And my I had the best songs, the best features. What else? Who had the better? Okay, the 2 female artists who had the better feature, LMA or Her? Best rapper verse, best R&B verse, Chris Brown's creativity, Chris Brown singing, Chris Brown rapping. Okay. Yeah. What else do I have on this bitch? Okay. Yeah, that's it. So I listened to the album today, and my first listen, did I enjoy the album? That's the question. Did I enjoy the album on my first listen? And the quote, let me see. I took, I'm prepared, bro. I took live reaction. So every time when I was in the album, I was taking like notes each track. If I fuck with it, if I didn't like it, what I like, what I didn't like. So yeah, the album, the first track, because I was in a good mood. I just ate, you know, you feel me? The energy was good. I was there. Like I was vibing. I played it and I had a speaker. I listened to it on a speaker. It's very important where you listen to the album, how you listen to the album, and all, like I said, your mood, where and what you listen to the album to. Is in the car, headphones, your cell phone. It all these stuff plays a factor on how good the album sounds. So I had my friend's speaker, Kimberly. Shout out to Kim. I love you, Kim. Yeah, I had her speaker, and it was a pretty loud speaker, so I could hear everything loud and clear. Everything was good. So I'm like, I bet, let me play this bitch. I connected to my iPad, and boom. First track. First track is called, what is it? What the fuck is the name of the first track? What the hell is the name of the first track? It's called Till the Wheels Fall Off. And that track was fire. Matter of fact, now that I'm thinking about it, that might have been my favorite song that I heard. Okay, matter of fact, before I continue. Okay, the album cover. The album cover is Chris Brown's fucking head. Breezy, written. It's nice. I love it. But I wonder if it's that's his tattoo he has in his head. No, it's not a tattoo. It has to be his hair. Okay? I fuck with it. Breezy, and it says OHB at the bottom of his, like, on his neck. You know, I really fuck with it. What else? 24 songs. Okay? Okay, before I continue, Chris Brown needs to stop making super, like, long album with too much, like, we don't need 24 songs on an album. I don't care who it is. There's no artist out there. Y'all know my favorite artists are Kendrick Lamar and Young Thug. I would not want to hear a 24 song album from Kendrick, a 24 song album from Young Thug. I don't care who it is. Beyonce, like the Drake, nobody want to hear. Like, as soon as I see an album with 24 songs, I automatically think, okay, this album is most likely not going to be as good or good. Because out of the 24 songs, most of them are not going to hit. They're going to be whatever song, like irrelevant songs. Okay? I believe this nigga dropped an album that had 45 songs or 30. Like, why? Like, I just want to know why. Why does he think that's okay? Why does he think we want that? Nobody actually in the world would... If you out there and you like an album that has 30, 40 something songs, something is wrong with you, because that's mad overwhelming. Imagine like you just click the album and all you see is mad music. Like, bro, that's too much music for me, bro. I don't need to consume all this music. Okay? So before I start, that's one of my, like, stop. Like, I'm tired. Like, bro, please. Like, Chris Brown, you need to make 13, 14 song albums. Okay? We don't need 24. What the fuck I'm going to do with 24 songs? I'm going to forget half of these bitches. That's number one. Okay? So, I don't know how I'm going to do it. Should I do the first? Let me see. There's 24 songs on this album, right? Most of the features on the first half of the album. Okay? Most of the features on the first half. Okay? Yeah, literally. The only feature that's on the second half of the album is the Tory Lanez. But after that, everybody else was on the first half. Okay, this album, okay, Till the Wheels Fall Off. I love Till the Wheels Fall Off. Okay, I love Till the Wheels Fall Off. Chris Brown came out spinning. He said free slime, free Warner, you know, always free the guys, man. You know, bro, Thug is my nigga, so you know. But anyways, he started spitting this shit. I am a living legend. You know, all the time. Like, yes, you are. You are a living legend. No matter what people say, no matter what you think about Chris Brown, he's a living legend. You cannot deny that. This nigga is one of the best to ever do this shit. Simple as that. Even if the album, whatever, however you feel about the album, however you feel about Chris Brown, you can't change the fact that this guy has, like, literally is one of the most talented artists to ever live. Simple as that. Okay, so the first track, I fuck with the first track. Okay, Dirk went crazy. Dirk is like top three. He doesn't miss. Okay, Dirk verse was great. Okay, the hook was fire. We gonna slide. I fuck with the hook. Okay, first track got me. Track number two. Okay, Catch a Body featuring Favio. Okay, Favio, Fivio. Why is it called Favio? Why is his name Favio? Why people say him Favio, not Fivio? It's F-I. It should be Favio. But anyways, Favio had a solid verse. He did his thing, you know, the drill. You know, the drill sound. What do you call it? The hook was cool. No, the hook was actually fire. I'm lying. The hook was fire. Chris Brown did his thing. Okay? So basically, if I had to say, bro, the first half of the album, like, was basically the album. If Chris Brown could have keep it literally the first half of the, well, yeah, it's mostly fucking features. It's mostly features for the first half. Okay, the third fucking track, Pitch Black, that shit was all right. It didn't do nothing for me. It was nothing crazy. Pitch Black was okay. First listen. By the way, y'all, this is First Listen, like the name of the podcast, First Listen. Okay? So I'm still going to listen to the album later on, but this is just my first reaction. Okay? Possessive. That's track number 4 with Lil Wayne and Blue, whatever that nigga name is. Okay, Possessive. Wayne stole the show. Wayne did his thing on there. Okay, Wayne, he rapped and he sang at the end of his verse. Wayne did his shit. Okay, I feel like that's what Wayne should stick to. Just do features. We don't need Wade albums. We don't need Wade any mixtape. We don't need any of that right now, bro. You have done so much music. At some point, we gonna get tired of hearing you making albums, and especially if it's like you have to. At some point, you have to let go. And I feel like Wayne is at that point. Yes, not let go like completely of his music, but like just do guest features. Like I said, Wayne definitely stole the show on that track. Chris and Blue didn't do shit for me in that song. It was all Wayne. Okay? All fucking Wayne in that song. Okay? What else do I have for that song? Wayne is a living legend, man. Simple as that. He's a legend no matter how you feel about it, no matter what I say, even though... He's still a legend. One of the best to ever do it, if not the best. Okay, track. Next track. Addicted Lil Baby. Listen, bro. Lil Baby doesn't miss. Okay? Great track. Lil Baby started the song. I didn't expect that. I was going to be Chris. I didn't expect that. That caught me off guard. I was like, huh? Baby started the song. Did his thing. Okay? And... the hook was solid to the song. The beat was all right. Okay, Chris Brown. Listen, one thing about Chris Brown, listen to this album. This nigga, Chris Brown, is a horny bastard, bro. Like, it's ridiculous how horny this nigga is. Like, he really, like, bro, listening to Chris Brown, it's like, bro, he makes music for women. He makes music. This is women's music. This is women's music. All the stuff he talks about is women. So it's for the women. But, you know, he's Chris Brown. So, you know, I have to listen. I'm a big Chris Brown fan, but I haven't been as tuned in as I should be. But as a matter of fact, it's not even my fucking fault that I haven't been that tuned in. This nigga dropped. Yes. Jesus. Sorry, my dad is calling me. 1 second. Yeah. I can't do shit in this house. Damn. But anyways, that was a good track. What other track? Okay, Call Me Every Day, Whiskey. Oh, matter of fact, that's my favorite song. Listen, that's number one, track number one and track number six are the from six songs in. These are my favorite song. I like the beat. Wizkid and Chris Brown was going back and forth. It was like the accent. I don't the way he, you know, he makes his music, you know, like the, I don't know if it's patois or whatever accent Wizkid has. Like Chris Brown was doing the same thing. The beat was catchy. And I fuck with that. I think I put it on my notes. My favorite song that I heard so far. I love that song actually. It's a fucking vibe. It's a slow and nice beat. Okay. My only thing is it was, you know, like, and these be the best songs. The songs that be like 2 minutes. These songs that, damn, nigga, I wish I had two extra verse on that song. These be the fire song, and that's the song. If you want to go listen to a song that's fire, listen to that. That shit will go crazy in the whip. This is a summer, like, you put that shit in the whip. Put that shit in the whip, it's gonna slide. Okay, Wiz the Kid, instrumental was fire. Wiz the Kid that went crazy. He might have, nah, I'm lying. Let me finish with the first half, and I'll tell you who had the best feature, in my opinion. Okay? Stick with me here. Stick with me. First listen. This is first listen, man. Yeah, man. Listen, man. We're just doing it. Yeah, 1 second. Lord have mercy. He's calling me just for me to eat. I'm coming to eat, bro. Okay, the next song, Closure. Okay, this song. This is the females. It was a bunch of males before. There's two females. It's her and LMA. And I put on my court. And then who had the best verse? Who did the best job on this album? Her or LMA? Okay. Closure. Track number 7. Her did her thing. She's her. She did it. She did her thing. I definitely fuck with what she was doing in the song. The hook is great. Fuck a closure. Facts. You feel me? The beat was fire. Chris Brown was singing, was very good. Her was very good. And like, this was a solid track. I put a star. Each song that I fuck with, I put a star next to it. So tracks 6 and 6, 7 are really good. Okay. Next track, track number fucking 8. Need You Right Here featuring Bryson Tiller. Listen, man. That track ain't do nothing for me, man. Bryson Tiller, please. Please. Chris Brown, please. Please, bro. That song, that, you know, like certain tracks, they just didn't do nothing for you. Like, I just like, all right, I could have went without, and I'm thinking it was going to be fire because, you know, Bryson Tiller. I'm like, all right, this could be solid song. It wasn't. First listen. By the way, this is first listen. I'm going to keep it behind you niggas. First listen. Didn't do nothing for me. Next, Sex Memories versus LMA. So this is, okay, the second female feature on this album, Sex Memories. And LMA shitted. That's one thing I'm gonna say. LMA shit. Matter of fact, I'm not even gonna talk about Chris Brown as much on the first half because the second half of the album is mostly fucking him. So I'm gonna give the other people who stepped on this album their flowers. And yeah, LMA did a great job. That's another good song. Okay? That's another great fucking song. No, that's a great song, actually. Okay? Chris Brown. Okay. Let me see. Yes, I put on my notes. Listen, yeah, Chris. Listen, like I said, Chris Brown just want to fuck, bro. He just want to fuck. Like, bro, I get it. Like, but what happened to like Chris Brown that made songs? Yeah, he made those songs, but he also had other shit. Like, cause I think it gets annoying when everything is it becomes repetitive. Like LMA is fine. She can talk about this thing because she's gonna be on here for that verse. Chris Brown is gonna talk about the whole album. Sex. It's like, bro. Can you talk about something else? Can you please, like, you know, what happened to Don't Wake Me Up, Chris Brown? Don't Wake Me Up, Beautiful People. Like, what happened to, like, what, everything got to be the same subject, bro? Like, I'm tired of it. That's one thing. That's another complaint. I'm tired. I got, bro, because if it was 12 songs, 12, a 12-song album, a 13-song album, whatever, nigga. Cool, okay. 24 songs of the same subject? More, like 95% is the same subject. Oh my God, girl, put your legs in the air while I eat your booty from the back. While I do this in on the back, I'm gonna go. Each song is the same thing. Same thing. But he's still great. But damn, nigga, can you please talk about Don't Wake, like something? Don't Wake Me Up. Can you, like, bro, Chris Brown is a bro. I know, bro, please. Because you know why it annoys me? Because I have, like I said, my favorite artists are Kendrick and Young Thug. And these niggas, they give you different art. Like, they give you different music. They don't give you the same shit. God damn, who the hell is calling me in the middle of the damn podcast? This is such a, God. But anyways, yeah, it was just a lot of repetitive shit, bro, that I heard. That I did not, I'm like, bro, okay, we track 9 and this, all I've heard was the same type of subject. Sex. Pussy, dick. Like, pussy. Like, damn. I know you're an R&B artist. I know that, but that's like, don't do the same. Bro, please, bro. But LMA shit on that song. Next song, bro. Track 10. We halfway through that bitch. What's track 10? Okay, track 10 is what? I fuck with that song. Okay, the hook was cool. Yes, CG did his thing. I didn't know how he was gonna come on that song, but he actually did his thing. Okay, one thing I fuck with this nigga is his voice. He got a gangster, like, if that nigga say something, like, nigga, damn, nigga. Like, he got that, like, nigga. And he did his thing on that song. I'm not even gonna hold it. I'll give it to him. He did his thing. Okay? I put Chris Brown as a horny nigga again. Chris Brown is just, every song he's horny. This nigga's gonna get his dick wet every song. His dick wet, just, oh, that's what he wanna do. That's all Chris wanna do. It's each song. That's what I'm saying. He makes songs for females. Because there's no way you a nigga out here just listen to this shit every day. Listen to this shit on the way we're walking around. Please. All right. Yes, CG. That's a good song. I'll put a star next to that song. That's a good song. Okay. The first half of the album, listen. Okay. Next track. Track 11. Psychic featuring Jack Harlow. Okay. The song was okay overall. But Jack Harlow did go crazy. I'm gonna say who had the best feature in a couple of minutes. But yeah, Jack Harlow did go crazy, bro. Jack Harlow did shit it, like, on his verse. Okay? I did not expect that. I'm not really a big Jack Harlow fan. I didn't listen to his album. I only know the popular song he got was popping. And that song. That's the only shit I don't really know it, but he actually had a great verse. I like how he was flowing on it. He was going to the beat. It was creative. And his voice, his voice got swag to it. You know, he got very, you know, swag to his voice. I'm like, all right, nigga, you a white boy. And he got swag. So I fuck with Jack Harlow. His verse on there. Okay, next fucking track. God damn, halfway. 25 minutes already? Show It. That song did nothing for me. Listen, all right, shit's about to get ugly now. Shit's about to get ugly. Like I said, I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel, exactly what was going through my mind, okay? Okay, the second half of the album, listen, bro, Chris Brown, I love you, brother, but please, I love you, but please, okay? You cannot make each song the same subject. How is it? Like, no. Bro, like I said, you have 24 songs in the album. Each song cannot be the same subject. The song could be the same, but if you're doing that, it has to be shorter, bro. It has to be 12, 13, 14 songs. We don't need 24 songs of the same thing. Same thing. We don't need that. Okay? Track 13, Sleep at Night. That track did nothing for me. I'm sorry. Track 14, Passing Time. Slow songs, it did nothing for me, bro. And another thing too, sonically, the sound, I was getting like the same sound. So think about it, same subject, same sound. Like, what are we doing? You feel me? This is what I'm saying. The whole thing about 24 songs. What are we doing? It's a bunch of songs that's irrelevant. A lot of songs that these songs are not gonna stick. As an artist, you gotta make a song that people is gonna stick to. Chris Brown has a bunch of music back in the day that will stick to you. But a lot of these songs, they're not sticking with you, bro. They come and go. They're going to come and go. Okay? Passing Time did nothing for me. Track 15, We, Warm Embrace, did nothing for me. Chris! Come on! I was getting frustrated because I'm like, bro, what is he doing? You know that RDC World, yo, turn this shit the fuck off. That's what I wanted to do for real. Because why are you giving the same sound? Why are you saying the same thing to me? We get it. Yes, you wanna have sex. You wanna give her penis. You wanna listen. Yes, but you cannot make that every fucking song. I'm sorry. I don't know what y'all. Listen, I don't know if that's cool with you, but I can't fuck with that because it becomes annoying. Because especially if I know, damn, I have 10 songs left on this album. That's what I'm saying. It should have been 13, 12 songs. I have 10 songs left on this album. What the hell is that? Okay. Track 16, Forbidden, did nothing for me. Like I said, I'm going to keep it a buck. It did nothing for me. These are songs that's not going to stick with me. Listen, I'm going to go back to the album, but I'm pretty sure it's probably going to be the same thing. Because it's repetitive. Subject, repetitive sound, nothing different. Different, bro. You got, come on, bro. Next track. Okay. Track 17. God damn it. I thought it was going to be a good track. No, it was not. Bad Dinner Beach featuring Tory Lanez. That track did nothing for me also. First listen. Okay, Tory Lanez didn't do nothing for me on there. Chris didn't do nothing for me on there. Not going to stick. Sorry. These are songs that's not going to stick. Not going to stick. Okay? Not going to fucking stick. Track 18. God. Wait, Survive. Yeah, Survive the Night was cool. It wasn't great. It was cool. I fuck with it. First listen. I like what I heard. Right? I was like, thank God. When I finally, I'm like, damn, finally a song. Okay, thank God. Because I got like, let me see. I went like five straight songs. I'm like, all right, bro. These songs are not doing nothing for me. You feel me? They're not doing nothing for me, bro. Track 19. God damn it. Fucking hell. Another sex songs. Jesus Christ. Another song Chris Brown was just talking about the same thing, bro. It's time. Listen, this is not okay. Something got to be said. I understand we love the nigga. I understand. But my nigga, I don't know if, because that was in the Chris Brown back in the days. Like, I fuck with Chris Brown. We used to make different music, bro. You could fucking dance to, bro. Move your body out on the floor. Put your troubles aside and start living. Anybody can let go. Throw away all your problems because that night's party time. Come on, man. What do we, come on, bro. Deuces? I don't understand. Like I said, and bro, I didn't even go into this. I don't think, oh, damn, I got to get, I'm not one of those people that, oh, I wish he made another Deuces. He made another. No, I'm not one of these people because, like I said, my favorite artists, they give me different shit all the time. So I don't ever get why people say, oh, he should have made another Back to City. He should have made another Deuces. No, because why would you want the same song? But be creative, bro. Be something, like, do something subject-like-wise different. Like, I don't know. How you make a same, like, most of your songs the same stuff. It's tiring. I'm sorry. I'm tired. I'm tired of that shit, man. You got to, listen, bro. You got to say, you got to be creative. Like, how? That's not even creative. I'm sorry. That's not creative. You, hey, I'm going to get this in. That's like the same thing that y'all be calling these females. Like, oh, just pussy. It's the same thing that y'all niggas is doing. Like, I don't understand. Track 19 did nothing for me again. Okay? Track 20, Slide. Same sound, same subject. Like, it's ridiculous. I put in my notes. This is ridiculous. I'm over it. If you go listen to the album, listen, this is not nothing I'm just making up. I am not a hating ass nigga. I'm not, this is literally what it is. Same subject matter. I don't know how you okay with that. If a nigga, if I get into it, that's like if Cardi B and Megan make an album and it's the same, like, WAP song, like each song is WAP, like same type of vibe as WAP. Wet ass pussy. Track one, wet ass pussy. Track two, wet ass pussy. Track two. No, nigga. That's gonna be annoying. I'm tired of that shit, bro. Chris, please stop making. Okay, it would have been fine if the album was in 24 songs. You give me 24. You know how annoying, you know how mad you're trying to get me, bro? Cause I started fine. The album started fine. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm cool. Okay, so far everything's good. And then I'm like, you know what's crazy? I knew it because even though the first half, he was still talking about the same thing. So I'm like, now nobody's gonna be on the side on these tracks but him. The tracks, the features is done. Now it's just him. So now I'm going to hear just him talking about, oh my God, I want to get my dick wet. She going to bust it open, put the legs in the air. Oh my God. Damn. I'm tired of hearing every single song with the same thing. I'm sorry. I am sorry. This is not for me. It's not for me, bro. I can't do it. It can't be 24 songs, my nigga. It can't be 24 songs. I'm sorry. It cannot be 24 songs of same. No different sound, really. Same, screaming the same subject. Oh, like, bro, please. Like, God damn. Like, I was like, bro. Like, stop. Oh, my God, I just want to. Like, nigga.
What the fuck is you talking about?
What the fuck was that?
I'm sorry.
I went. Like, for, like, bro.
Oh, brother.
Like, God.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Chris, I love you. I still love you, regardless. But just like, bro, I'm going to keep it. Listen, bro, this is no hate. This is just how I feel. I cannot do it. Why are you giving us the same subject? When was that okay? When was this ever okay? Why don't you? I don't get it. Track 21, man, did nothing for me. So many tracks that did nothing for me. First listen, I was like, all right, this is not going to stick with me. That's not a Chris, but back in the real, they will stick to you. Don't get it twisted. That nigga is still that nigga. But I don't know. When it comes to like making albums, I don't know. Maybe like he just got to get out that. Yeah, like I said, get out that fucking get out. Get out that. Stop making a 3-hour long album of the same shit. Just stop that. Track 22 on some new shit. Finally, a song that I liked. I like that song on some new shit. I like the subject. It was different. Miss Me With The Bullshit on some new shit. On that good shit. I fuck with that. Thank God. Please. Thank you, Jesus. Next song, 24. God. 20. No, what's the next song? 23rd track. Luckiest Man. Did nothing for me. I'm good. No thanks. No thanks, Chris. Should have kept it. We didn't need it. The fuck are you doing? Track 24. Iffy. Irrelevant. It's not sticking. I'm good. You keep that. You could have kept that. Okay? You could have kept that. Overall, from based on my reaction, bro, my first listen, I'm going to go back. I'm still going to listen to it because it's not fair. One listen is not enough. I'm going to bump to it. I'm going to listen a couple more times, maybe for a month. Maybe it would grow on me, but whatever. But my first listen, first of all, there's a lot of songs here. They're not going to stick with me. There's too much fucking song. I'm going to eliminate the song. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to eliminate the song that did not stick with me, that didn't do nothing for me. Because if they didn't, they're probably not going to do anything for me. I'm not going to force nothing on me. I'm not. If it was a different subject matter, yes, I probably, yes. But if I know it's going to be the same thing I'm going to hear, that's really not going to help me to give it a second chance for which I will, but it's not going to help it at all. Okay? Breezy. Okay, first listen, bro, I'm giving it a 6 out of 10. 6 out of 10. 6 out of 10. That's my first listen opinion. 6 out of 10. Okay? To sum this shit up, to summarize this damn first listen podcast episode 2 Breezy episode, same subject, this album, the sound was the same, the features overall, manifold. Okay, before I continue, who had the best feature on here? Best rapper feature. Okay, we got, let's name, yeah. Matter of fact, all these rappers are pretty big artists. They're not no. If I had to give it to somebody, I would probably have to say Jack Harlow had the best verse. I'm going to do 3. I'm going to do number 1, Jack Harlow. Damn, I'm lying. There's 14 features, 12 males, 2 female features. Out of all the males, okay, I'm going to do 3. My top 3. I got to put Jack Harlow in there. I got to put Dirk in there. I got to put Wayne in there. I don't know if Baby Mix in my top 3. Okay? These are rappers. And Wiz, if I would give one more person, Wiz Kid. His verse, he went crazy. He went fucking crazy. Matter of fact, that's the song I'm going to end this podcast with. My favorite song from the album. And you're going to like this shit. If you listen to all of your through, you're going to like this shit. You're going to like it. Okay? Overall, like I said, 6 out of 10. My first listen. This is the first listen podcast. So I'm like, oh my God, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know what he's doing. First listen. There's a lot of albums I did not fuck. My favorite artist's albums, I don't fuck with the first listen. Mr. Marauder, Big Steppers, didn't fuck with it. I'm like, I didn't have anything. I'm not biased. I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to tell you, all right, bro. Just because I fuck with Kendrick, I'm not going to be like, I didn't have anything. But that bitch is fire. After a couple, I'm like, hold on. He really did it again. If you haven't listened to the album, something's wrong with you. But anyways, yeah. I'm not biased. It's his first listen. I'm going to listen to him a couple of times. I'm going to be fair. It's not fair if I say, oh, I'm never going to do it again. I did it. This is Chris Brown. We're talking about. This is Chris Brown. One of the best to ever do it. Like I said, it's not this. I'm just keeping it in the buck. But yeah. Too many songs on the album. He got to stop doing that. I'm sure nobody out there likes that. Nobody out there likes that. And if you do, listen, you're different. Okay? Mid. This album, 6 out of 10 is mid. Like, it was mid my first listen. Maybe it'll go to a 7 or 8, but it's definitely not going to go 9 and 10. It's not doing that. Too many songs. Okay? Chris Brown, I love you, but man, please, like, whenever you make a next album, let me see. The one he did with a Thug, let me see the one that album, his last shit he put out. The last shit he put out was 2020 with Thug. How many songs on there? 13 songs. And that shit was fire. Him and Thug, great duo. Okay, great duo, bro. 13 songs. From now on, Chris, do 13 songs. 12, 13. 14, you're pushing it. 12, 13. Okay? Let me see. The last shit he got, let me see. 2019. The last, oh my God, son. 42 songs. 2 hours and 39 minutes. This nigga made a movie. Sir, no. We don't need that. His other one, 45, 2017, 45 songs. Okay? There's some hits on there. There's always going to be some hits on the albums, of course. Okay? But no, that is not okay. We understand. Listen, my last Chris album I listened to was probably Royalty. Yeah, Royalty is fucking great. Listen, Royalty, the 2015 when he was holding his daughter, 7 years ago, that album is fire. Okay? X fire. You know, yo, old Chris bro go crazy. But like at the end of the day, he's still a legend. First listen, like I said, the album was my first listen, it wasn't that great. Mid. Okay? Mid. 6 out of 10. Okay? That's it. 42 minutes in, and I'm not trying to make this podcast OD. 42 minutes in. First listen, episode 1. Listen, man. We're creating content, man. Okay? We're creating content. Something. Do I whatever. Just do something. I just want to do something. And this is it for me right now. Okay, this is it. We're going to take it to the top. Okay? This is Sunel, episode 2. Make sure you guys go listen to episode 1. It's like an introduction on the podcast, what you guys expect to get, what you don't expect, like all the stuff that this podcast is going to be about. Okay? So, this is it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the love, for the hate. God bless. I'm out. Episode, I don't know what the next episode, it's gonna be soon, because there's a lot of music that came out I haven't listened to. Maybe Drake. I listened to the Drake album. Maybe I'll do Drake. Maybe I'll do, listen, content is coming. That's all I'm gonna, you know, content. Thank you guys for listening, and I'm gonna play my favorite song that I heard today from the Chris Brown Breezy album. It is called Call Me Every Day. Where's the Kid, track number 6. You're welcome, bitch. God damn it, that's the wrong song. Lord have mercy. Call me every day. That's nice. That's nice. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
Come rewind. Girl, I get the money with you, make you mine. Oh. If you're loving every night, you make you mad. Oh. Not only you give me love, but make me nice. Oh. Nice, oh. Nice. Oh. I feel make you mine. Oh. Girl, I love you, plus I never make you minus. If I let you smoke it, you gon' lose my lighter. If you got another, I'ma spend the night. I think that I love you every day. Demonizing you, the money I do get. For your love, I go pay. It ain't making money, Jason. Oh, I feel it for you every day. When you call, run it back on replay. For your love, I go pay. For your love, I go play. Psycho, make a traffic psycho. Every night, see, I go drive me psycho. Every duty, don't they make me mad, oh. Make you sing to the mic. In my camera, you are that looking in your eyes, oh. Show you many things you can utilize, oh.
I told you, this shit is fire.
Show you everything when I get to nice, oh. True that, make you utilize, oh. Yellow one with tears, they will go revive, oh. Give you many things, we could they make you dance, oh. that'll make you back up to the standing mic. If his phone ring and he never call you back, you should leave him. Let me put some money in your bag. You don't need him. What I mean is, if he do you bad, it ain't a reason. It ain't where you been, girl, it's where you at. Where you at?
And I love him every day. Diamond has a roof, my money, I go pay.
Shout out to everybody right now listening. I appreciate you. God is the greatest forever and ever, man.
When you call, run it back on replay. For love, I go play. For love, I go play.
Shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody. Thank you, 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 thank you.